In the stall, still between identities, he closes his eyes and prays, first giving his thanks, then making a request for guidance, then giving more thanks. He finishes, as he always does, in a whisper only he and God can hear. If I die in a combat zone, bag me up and ship me home. If I die in a state of sin, close your eyes and take me in. Yeah, amen. He leaves the stall, leaves the bathroom, leaves the echoing confusion of the Sheridan Gotham, and no one walks up to him and says, "Excuse me, sir, but weren't you just blind?" No one looks at him twice as he walks out into the street, carrying the bulky case as if it weighed 20 pounds instead of 100. God takes care of him. It has started to snow. He walks slowly through it, Willie Shearman again now, switching the case frequently from hand to hand, just one more tired guy at the end of the day. He continues to think about his inexplicable success as he goes. There's a verse from the book of Matthew which he has committed to memory. "They be blind leaders of the blind," it goes, "and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then there's the old saw that says, "In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king." Is he the one-eyed man? God aside, has that been the practical secret of his success all these years? Perhaps so, perhaps not. In any case, he has been protected, and in no case does he believe he can put God aside. God is in the picture. God marked him in 1960, when he first helped Harry Doolin tease Carol and then helped Harry beat her. That occasion of sin has never left his mind. What happened in the grove of trees near Field B stands for everything else. He even has Bobby Garfield's glove to help him remember. Willie doesn't know where Bobby is these days and doesn't care. He kept track of Carol as long as he could, but Bobby doesn't matter. Bobby ceased to matter when he helped her. Willie saw him help her. He didn't dare come out and help her himself. He was afraid of what Harry might do to him, afraid of all the kids Harry might tell, afraid of being marked. But Bobby dared. Bobby helped her then. Bobby punished Harry Doolin later that summer. And by doing these things, probably just for doing the first of them, Bobby got well. Bobby got over. He did what Willie didn't dare to do. He rolled with it and got over, got well. And now Willie has to do all the rest. And that's a lot to do. Sorry is a full-time job and more. Why, even with three of him working at it, he can barely keep up.